Harness Racing New South Wales today making a major announcement. The chairman, Rod Smith, joins me. Morning, Rod.
Good morning, Sean.
This is a big day. You've got some more Group 1s and they're in the Riverina.
Yes, I'm in Wagga at the moment, meeting with the minister, where we will announce four Group 1s for the year 2020 for the Riverina and the Wagga track, our new track at Wagga.
Now, I don't think there are any Group 1s of any code in the Riverina, are there?
To my knowledge, I don't think so. This will be the first. These are for four-year-old mares and five-year-old mares, four-year-old colts and geldings. And this is a flow-on from what we announced in February when we announced four Group 1s at Bathurst for as part of the annual Gold Crown Carnival sort of thing. So we're really looking after the country with these announcements.
Now, Rod, the four in Bathurst, they're sort of for the western area. They were for what, for 2 and 3 year olds?
2 and 3 year olds, yes. 2 and 3 year olds, and then the flow on we'll have the 4 and 5 year old series in Wagga. And the reason why, as you know, the new track is programmed to open on the 10th of March, but we wanted to get in early to announce this because all the yearling sales are coming up, plus there are a lot of foals have just been born, so we want the participants to be confident to go to these sales and to pay up for the Gold Crown and the Breeders' Challenge and so forth, so that they know they're going to have the opportunity of racing for four Group 1s as a 2, 3, 4 and 5 year old, and should give them a lot of confidence within the industry.
Rod, who's eligible for these new Group 1s?
The people eligible for these, people that have paid up for the Breeders' Challenge first, paid up for the Bathurst Gold Crown second, and then any Australian bred horse that's trained by a New South Wales trainer is the third criteria, and then the fourth criteria, it goes in order sort of thing. So if you're Breeders' Challenge eligible and Bathurst Gold Crown eligible, you'll be first in.
What sort
and
of
fill the fields up.
What sort of prize money are we looking at?
Well, the $100,000 is what the finals are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
The heats will be... I think the heats are going to be for $20,000, and then there'll be the final, which is this is for 2020, and they'll be run in April 2020.
Now you're slinging Group Ones around everywhere at the moment, right? I think you popped one to the Hunter as well, haven't you?
Yes, the Newcastle Mile will be a Group One, and it will actually the winner of that race will actually be an automatic start in the $1 million Miracle Mile at Menangle. Mm. So yes, there's a few going and. We've got a few more up our sleeve at the moment, and all this has been brought about by the assistance we've received from the government through tax parity and point of consumption tax. And we've actually spread the majority of this out in the country areas because if the country's strong, the whole industry is strong.
All right. Well, that's great news today. Four Group 1s for the Riverina affecting yep. 4 and 5 year olds, the mares, and then the colts and stallions and colts and geldings and so forth. So that's fantastic news. We wish you well, and I think you're going to be a busy man today, Rod.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for the opportunity of publicising on your radio show.
Good on you, Rod. Rod Smith, the chairman of Harness Racing New South Wales, Tote Dividends Race 2 at Richmond.